Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, tonight on NBC5, it's first of a two-part investigation unveiling the killer of famed Chicago mob boss Sam Momo Giancana. Veteran Emmy Award-winning journalist Chuck Gowdy has the story, and he's with us this morning. Chuck, veteran.
Bob.
Yes, I think after 45 years at ABC, and now you're at NBC, you're definitely a veteran.
You said that mob terminology in the best of John Drummond. He'd be proud to hear you say that.
Yeah, he'll be very jealous about your story. You know, if you grew up here, you definitely know the name Sam Giancana. Was he as well known elsewhere in the country, Chuck?
He was indeed. You know, it's interesting that the head of the Chicago mob, you would think, would walk in the shadows of the folks in New York, but because of Giancana's kind of highbrow role with the CIA and some of the Hollywood starlets he ran around with, he was known around the world, and that was part of his downfall, that if you're the head of the mob, you probably shouldn't be out in public and prancing around the way he was.
Up until now, what have the authorities said about his murder? What's the official version of what happened and why?
Well, the official version of what happened is well known. I mean, Giancana was about to go before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He was under subpoena, and there were some concerns by the mob hierarchy at the time that he was going to spill the beans about his life and times in the outfit, the role that the mob had with the CIA. And Giancana, literally on the eve of his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, was in his basement apartment in Oak Park, and he allowed somebody he knew into the basement apartment. And around 11 p.m., he was surprised with one shot to the back of the head, and then a few from the front. Mm-hmm. And the authorities had a list of kind of round up the usual suspects, but nobody was ever charged, and there was maybe a serious investigation, but certainly nobody ever put before a judge.
Huge story at the time. I remember the coverage. What wasn't Sam cooking something? Was he in the kitchen?
He was living in the basement, oddly enough, of his own house, mostly because his wife had died a few years earlier. He was living alone, and he had a caretaker family that he had allowed to live on the first floor of this house, a nice bungalow in Oak Park. And Giancana set up in the basement where there was a full kitchen. And he was down there. This isn't just mob lore or a myth. He was down there about 11 o'clock at night frying up some Italian sausage, some escarole and beans.
And of course,
he was cooking this up, you know, as a late night snack for himself and whoever this visitor was that was also carrying a .22 pistol with a silencer.
Turned out to be the last meal. Chuck, why do you think what you've uncovered is true and accurate?
Well, that's a great question, and obviously after all these years, not a whole lot of people are paying attention to this. I mean, I just decided to look at this because it was supposed to be a 50-year retrospective of a really interesting Chicago crime case. And while I was looking into this, some things just became very clear, and one of them was going back far less than 50 years to just about 20 years ago when the feds in Chicago were prosecuting a case known as Operation Family Secrets. It really was the last great Chicago mob prosecution that we've seen. And the authorities at that time made a big public deal about the fact that they had cleared or solved 18 gangland murders. Well, that wasn't really the long and short of it. What they didn't say is that they had actually solved many more murders than just the 18 that they talked about in public, and one of them was the Giancana murder. And so that really was the stepping off point for doing more than just a 50-year anniversary piece on Sam Giancana's murder, the fact that the feds have accepted that one person did pull the trigger on Giancana, that they knew who it was many years ago, and that person will never be prosecuted because he's long dead.
Now, this will all be on NBC5 tonight at 10 and also tomorrow at 10, part two. What, if anything, do you think might happen as a result of your investigation?
Well, nothing can happen legally because, again, this person is long gone. There's nobody to prosecute, and the feds and other law enforcement agencies really need a live person to prosecute if they're going to take a case and do anything with it. They're certainly not going to spend many resources on something like this long after the fact. But at least in the eyes of the public, when you look at what we found and kind of the trail of evidence over the years, I think that there can be a great deal of satisfaction that this finally has a button on it, and that the Sam Giancana case, even though officially will remain open perhaps because nobody will ever be arrested and put before a judge, that it did come down in a certain way that makes some sense in the world of organized crime, and that we'll lay it out mostly tomorrow night's piece. Tonight we kind of go through what happened to Giancana, what we've learned happened in that basement kitchen, who the suspects were at the time, and how all of this played out.
He was, what, 67 when he was killed?
Yep.
And
yep.
Why did they call him Momo? That was his nickname, right?
It was his nickname. Oddly enough, it was short for Mooney, which is also short for crazy, which is what he was to anybody who knew him. He predates us a little bit. I mean, maybe he ran on Rush Street in those early years when you and I were up there. I'm not sure.
Well, you were. I was in the house. So, listen, tonight when you're on the set live with your story, remember, it's NBC5. It's not Eyewitness News. Say it right, okay?
Hey, you know, it's so funny. Several people have brought that up to me, and I haven't made that mistake yet. But now that you planted it in my mind at this early hour, you never know.
You can blame it on me. Chuck Gowdy, NBC5, investigates tonight and tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Who killed Momo? We'll be watching, Chuck. Good to catch up with you again.
Bob, nice to talk to you always. Take care.
All the best.